I'm Steve Junker with the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, the Cape Cod Collaborative Arts Network has a new extravaganza concert. It's called Waiting for Oscar.
It is. And last year, it was a Broadway-themed stage show. That was their debut. The abbreviated name is Cape Cod Can. And the Broadway-themed show was so successful that they sold out the shows that they had. They had to add another one. And so they're trying to offer more shows Friday through Sunday at Kootuat Center for the Arts. And this time it is a Hollywood theme. And the idea is that it's Oscar night in the small town of Mayfield. And performers are trying to prepare for that big event. They're going to be singing tunes from classic shows such as Oklahoma, Annie, Mary Poppins, South Pacific, and then some more modern shows, including like Titanic and Pitch Perfect. And this group includes performers. There's going to be more than 90 in this show. And they're from teenage to in their 70s, and they have various kinds of disabilities. And they belong to 8 different organizations on the Cape that have come together as part of this network to put on this kind of a show.
This Saturday night, the Woods Hole Film Festival is hosting the premiere of a movie that was shot last year in Woods Hole.
Yes, the festival itself, the big one, doesn't actually start until the end of July, but they do activities all during the year, and this is one of them. This is the world premiere of writer-director John Stimson's movie. It's called The Off-Season, and it was filmed in Falmouth and Woods Hole in winter 2013. It's going to show at 8 o'clock at Woods Hole Community Hall. And Stimson's going to be there to attend the screening and talk about it afterwards and answer questions. He's directed feature films, commercials, TV projects, and he's a summer resident of North Falmouth. He's become fascinated by the idea of how resort areas are different at different times of year. A few years ago, he made a movie about spirits haunting the Cape summer homes when owners aren't around. But this one is about a couple that comes to Woods Hole for a last trip before their baby is born. And the guy is talking about buying a restaurant there. But then the woman's former husband shows up. The guy in the couple disappears, and she has to solve the kidnapping. So to find out what happens before anybody else, because it's a world premiere, it's Saturday night at Woods Hole Community Hall.
Kathy, the Lower Cape Outreach Council's annual Week of Hope starts on Saturday, but the big party is Tuesday?
Yes. The week itself is starting Saturday through May 23rd, and supporters can buy a special button that gives them special deals and discounts at more than 100 Cape businesses that support the council. And that goes, as I said, through the 23rd, but Tuesday night is the party that celebrates the Beatles' anniversaries at Wellfleet Preservation Hall. And to go along with the theme, it's called A Little Help from Our Friends. There's going to be Beatles historian and musician Tom Kelly there, and music by Tim Sweeney and the Fringe. There's going to be food from local restaurants and an exhibit of sale of iconic Beatles-era photographs by Roland Sherman. And that button that you buy gets you into that Beatles event. And proceeds from the whole week supports the council's food assistance program.
And before I let you go, next Thursday is a big singing event in Falmouth. It's the Acapella Fest.
It is. They found out just how popular a cappella singing was in that area last year. They brought down the University of Maine's Steiners group. It's an all-male a cappella group. Last winter, it was so popular, they came back again in May. And now, a year later, the Steiners are returning, and as is a group from the University of Hartford called Ha Cappella. And Falmouth High School started their own a cappella group. It's a male-female group, and they're called Solfege. And those three groups are going to be performing Thursday night at the Lawrence School, Thursday the 22nd. And during the day, these groups are going to be in the Falmouth schools working with music students, and proceeds from the event are going to the Falmouth High School Coral Brewsters group.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.